This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. The U.S. Supreme Court heard arguments today over Colorado's ban on conversion therapy for minors. The practice tries to help youth change their sexual orientation or gender identity. Opponents argue the ban on it violates the free speech of therapists. But Colorado Solicitor General Shannon Stevenson said during the arguments that the state has the right to regulate discredited or harmful medical practices.
People have been trying to do conversion therapy for 100 years with no record of success. There is no study, despite the fact that people tried to advance this practice, that has ever shown that it has any chance of being efficacious.
The Alliance Defending Freedom is behind the lawsuit. Federal cuts are forcing Adams State University and the San Luis Valley to end a program that supports students whose families migrate for agricultural work. The school lost its appeal to keep the College Assistance Migrant Program going, which included scholarships. David Tendberg is the president of Adams State.
They tend to be low-income, first-generation students who follow that calendar of agricultural work. It's not necessarily immigrants, and there is no race test. A white student, any race, ethnicity, it's just not a consideration.
The school was able to allocate scholarship money before the funding was cut off. University of Colorado football coach Deion Sanders was scheduled to undergo a procedure today related to his blood clots. He experienced pain during a recent game in Texas. Sanders hopes to be back at practice tomorrow and on the sideline for this weekend's game against Iowa State. This is CPR News.